Can you tell me what day it is?
It's anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
It's anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
It's anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, maybe. May I be the first to say, brrr. It's actually a little chilly out there this morning. It's like 59 degrees here in Boston.
It's a little bit cooler at warmer at my house.
Is it?
Okay, yeah, in the Canton area.
Okay.
It's lovely. It's balmy.
So here we go. It's Thursday morning on Lauren Wally Morning. So you saw Hamilton last night.
Yes, we saw Hamilton last night, and it lived up to every bit of hype. It was so good. It was stellar. It was transformative. I've never been more excited before, during, and after a musical. And I have seen a lot of musicals.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, well, there's a ringing endorsement. Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay, other stuff we got coming on the program today. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We'll be playing that in about 12 minutes here this morning. We're going to tell you all about the change in the weather. You're going to like it.
We're going to talk about these guys that found the Red Sox banner.
Yep. Fell off a truck.
Yeah, we just found it.
And then they held it hostage.
That story's amazing.
It is.
Wait till you hear these guys, too.
Yeah. Right after 7 o'clock this morning, all about the Red Sox banner.
And I also want to know what Bob Ryan thinks about David Price's performance last night.
Yeah, I mean, we got killed down in New York last night.
Brutal.
So the magic number is still 2 this morning. We don't
need that banner yet, guys.
I know. We can fix that tonight, though. Final game of the series against the Yankees tonight, and that would clinch for us.
Do you think we're going to win it, though?
We'll talk to Bob Ryan at 7:25 this morning, because not only do we have to talk about the Yankees dominating us so far down in New York, but we got to talk about the new addition to the Patriots.
Who's pitching tonight?
Let me see.
I don't know. I've been in musicals.
Now you know how I feel.
We'll double check and we'll let you know right here. All of this is coming up this morning right here at 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to see if somebody's got what it takes this morning to win $1,000 from Century Bank. Our player is a 26-year-old person in the speech pathology game from South Boston, Massachusetts. And his name is Martin Lewis. Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Martin? Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Good. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Great to have you on the
show. Excellent enunciation.
Okay, now, Martin. Is it do people call you Martin? They call you Marty? What's the accepted to you?
I go by anything.
Everything. Okay. Well, listen, everything. Here's what we're going to do. Over the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to give you 10 questions. Your job is to answer all 10 of those questions correctly within 60 seconds. As you know, if you have time left over and you've passed on any, we'll come back as time allows. We'll pick those up. You get them all right within 60 seconds. You automatically, instantly win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. So if you're ready to go, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Right, I'm ready, too.
Here's the questions, and here we go in 3, 2, 1.
When it's midnight in Boston, what time is it in New York?
Midnight.
What's the largest manufacturer of chocolate in the United States?
Hershey's.
Who is the founder of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Who hosts The Late Late Show?
James Corden.
What is the capital of Rhode Island?
Providence.
What college team did Doug Flutie play for?
Boston College.
Ascorbic acid is another name for which vitamin?
Pass.
Which is taller, the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty?
Can you say that again?
Which is taller, the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty?
The Eiffel Tower.
What was the last name of flight pioneers Orville and Wilbur?
Pass.
Who was the first woman to make a solo flight across the Atlantic?
Amelia Earhart.
Yep. Wait a minute. What's the last name of flight? Oh, my God. I was so excited for you. I started to say. Oh, my God.
You were good. You really were good. You got 8 correct. You passed on.
Passed on 2.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
Just very good. Nothing wrong. You just passed on 2 of them.
Okay. Bummed out.
Congratulations on being good.
You're really good. You were so close. Vitamin
I wish we
C
could give you the cash.
Is the ascorbic acid. And the last name of the flight pioneers, Orville and Wilbur, Wright.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
I thought it was Redenbacher.
See? And you knew those.
Yes.
We do have a consolation prize, however, and I think you're going to enjoy this great deal. It's a pair of tickets to Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, the best of Abbey Road, performed live February 23rd through 24th for three shows only at Box Center Wang Theater. Everybody else, use code WROR at boxcenter.org to buy your tickets now before they go on sale to the general public. But you already have your tickets, Martin. Thank you for playing. Thank you for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a great
day.
So
good. Feel proud.
Much,
yes. Proud. Walk with your head held high today. Thank you, Martin.
I will.
Thank you. Now, everybody, if you think you'd like to play the game, simply log on to WROR.com and register, and you can be a winner right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay.
Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
We'll wait just a moment while you slip into your sweater this morning. You need your sweater this morning. It's a little more. 59 degrees in Boston, and here's your early 620 man for me. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, little Jebediah asks his father for some help with his homework.
Say, Daddy, I'm late for football practice with Coach Erickson. Would you do my homework for me?
Well, Jebediah, I'm going to have to say no, because it just wouldn't be right.
Well, that's okay, Dad. Just do the best you can.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
So I've never heard anybody put down Hamilton, ever.
I mean, well, Aaron Burr used to.
So you went to see it last night.
Oh, it was. We went to see Hamilton at the Opera House in Downtown Crossing. It was so, you know, one of those things where Hamilton, there's so much hype around it that you go in and you're like, I hope this is going
to
be.
It can't live up to the hype.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like, how? And I was really thinking, like, how could it possibly be living up to that? And it was so good, so transformative, so fast-paced. I mean, you know, I judge a musical by this. If I, how many times I look at the playbill to see what's next? You know, like what's coming up next? When's intermission? I never looked at my playbill once. I never took my eyes off the stage. My face was in a permanent grin until the kind of sad scenes. But whatever. And it was everything I wanted it to be and more. It is the hottest ticket in town right now. And if you can swing it, it's worth every penny.
Did Big Deal Dave go with you?
He sure did. And he, he's like, his dad used to take him to Broadway shows all the time, so he was really interested in going to this.
Because his dad sang opera.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so he was nervous that he was going to be kind of like, well, did it really live up to it? He was blown away, which is
kidding. You actually can get cheap tickets, too.
Yes, you can get cheap tickets.
Bing, bing, bing. How do you do that?
They do a lottery for every show, and you can enter like 2 days before each show, and it's playing right through November.
Yes.
You can get info at broadwayinboston.com/Hamilton information. And basically, you can get $10 tickets. They have like a block of like 40 tickets for every show.
And it works. My sister actually won the lottery when Moulin Rouge was in town and got $10
really?
Tickets for that.
Really?
Yeah, so
okay,
it works.
That's good.
Yeah, so definitely sign up.
Absolutely
it's
amazing.
It's really something to see because it's historical, it's innovative. Lin-Manuel Miranda, you forget, he's a genius. He did lyrics, the book, the music. It's unbelievable.
Educational?
Well, yeah, in a fun way. I kept saying, I'm like, I wish they taught history this way, but I'm like, I kind of wish they taught math this way. I'd be an engineer.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, coming up next right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, as you possibly know, the Super Bowl this coming year, is going to be February the 3rd. It'll be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So the rumors are out there, and they're saying that this particular band is going to be the band for the Pepsi halftime show. So what band is it? What do you think? Boring or what? We'll cover that for you.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Wally, and okay, here we go, everybody, because the big Super Bowl, the rumors are leaking out already, and they're saying for the Super Bowl halftime show, the Pepsi halftime show, they're going to have Maroon 5. And I'm thinking, okay, good band, all that sort of thing, but kind of boring.
Lots of hits, but when you hear, I don't know, windows are like the litmus test. If you hear the music in a dentist office with turned into Muzak, should they not perform at the halftime?
That's kind of, yeah, if you hear something. Yeah, you're right. You know,
I just feel like Maroon 5 is just kind of on that edge. It's a little mom music.
Yeah. Mom, and then the guys coming in wearing dad jeans and.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
Okay,
there are also already some rumors about who might join them. They're confirmed. But they do have a song with Cardi B right now. So that's a rumor.
Okay.
And also Travis Scott. So that's,
they could do that.
Because
pick any band. Any band. Who would you pick?
Cher.
Well, she does have a new album out.
She has a new album out. It's all ABBA covers, ABBA songs. She would be amazing.
That would be pretty good. ABBA hits, right?
She'd do all the ABBA hits, and it would be great, and there'd be lots of sequins.
I wonder if she has that outfit from Turn Back Time still.
Yeah, see?
I feel like in Atlanta, maybe like Childish Gambino or like Ludacris.
You're talking about hometown band, right? Yeah, okay.
I say Cher.
Okay, we got, let me see. This is Joyce. Hey, Joyce, so what do you say, Joyce?
I think Jimmy Buffett.
Good one. Always a crowd pleaser.
Yeah,
but the problem is nobody'd ever get to the end of the game from the pre-concert party in the parking lot.
Tailgating.
Okay. No.
They forget.
Oh, maybe. They definitely wouldn't be bored.
Right.
They'd say, oh, why are we here, man? Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Let's see. Okay, Cricket, what do you say? Any band? You going to pick a band?
I've been to thousands of concerts. It has to be Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney rocks.
Really?
They're still in tour.
He does a good show.
Generations. I can't believe LBF actually said Cher.
No, wait, I know.
He does have the number one album in the country right now.
I know.
He's phenomenal.
Until Cher's come out.
Hey, hasn't he
played for hours?
Hadn't he done the show before?
Yeah, I think he did the show once.
I think he's done.
Oh yeah, no,
I think
he's
he did.
Him before he's outstanding.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. Thanks for calling. Okay, we got Rick. Rick Sunlight. Hey, Rick, how you doing? What do you say, Rick?
I'm saying Greta Van Fleet. If you want somebody new and fresh.
Those kids are awesome. They sound just like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, even Robert Plant says they're the greatest thing up and coming.
Yeah, and he knows, Led
Music.
Zeppelin. And
he's got
bands
he's
that
been
sound
in a
like
band
Led
or
Zeppelin.
Two. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be different.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
They'll put on a big show and,
Big show.
Have a great time.
Okay, and we'll worry about the Super Bowl a little later. Right now, apparently, we have to worry about the Red Sox.
Yeah, we do. Because Luke Voit had two home runs last night. The Yankees blowout win 10-1 over the Sox. David Price continues to not be able to pitch in New York.
Talked to Bob Ryan about that 7:25 this morning.
Exactly what I was just going to say. So the Red Sox magic number is still 2. Coming up at just after 7, we got to talk about the two guys who found the Red Sox division banner. Heard these guys yet?
This
you've got to hear them
beautiful.
Coming up. It's amazing. Hey, Josh Gordon practiced with the Patriots for the first time yesterday. So we'll see what happens. He's going to be wearing the number 10 because someone else is wearing the number 12. And we'll see. They're not sure if he's going to play this weekend. They're playing Sunday night against the Lions in Detroit, so we'll see. Also back with the team, Cyrus Jones is back. Probably going to be doing some kick return duty, and we'll see him at cornerback. And the Bruins remain unbeaten. They won 3-1 yesterday in Beijing over Calgary. Celtics coach Brad Stevens says he expects a full roster of healthy players when camp opens next week. Oh, that's good to hear. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, Jets and Browns. So there you go. That's your sports.
And coming up next, right here, we got a bell buster. What are we doing today in the bell buster?
Oh, yeah, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. Bill called me, and he's taking his girlfriend out for dinner to their favorite place. So I called her because we found her number on the wall in the bathroom.
Okay, listen. I've had two, creepy guys just call me. I don't know my number got on some wall.
Well, you should really be more careful with your personal information,
I would never put my number on some bathroom wall. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're just going to need you to come down here and either bring some paint, or you could write us a check for the amount it's going to take to fix the bathroom.
Write a check?
Really?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Bill, and he wanted to get his girlfriend, Sarah. He's taking her out for her birthday to their favorite place.
Yep.
So I'm going to call her a couple of different times because I got her number off the bathroom wall.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for Sarah.
This is she.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Who's this?
Well, you know, I got your number off the wall. Are you still a good time? I was just curious. It says you're for a good time to call Sarah and add this number. It actually works, huh?
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Yeah, just got your number off the wall there at the restaurant there. I thought I'd give you a call, see if you're still up for a good time, you know?
You're gross. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sarah.
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Hey, Sarah, I was curious if those drawings on the wall in the bathroom were accurate. Can you still do all that stuff?
Wow. What bathroom? What are you talking about?
Wow. Yeah, I got your number off the wall there.
You got my number from a wall?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Oh, my God, you're a pooper.
Is that you?
She's going to be happy.
Yep. Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Sarah?
You know what? If you're calling about some bathroom wall with my name on it or something, or some drawings. Okay, I've gotten some calls this morning. Who is this?
So that was your number on the wall? This is Tommy, the manager down at Sinai Jean. Yeah, it's come to our attention that there's quite a bit of graffiti in the bathroom there, and we were just calling, you know, the number that was on there to see if we could figure out what was going on.
Oh, my God. My number's on your bathroom wall?
Oh, well, there's a lot of stuff there, yeah.
I mean, what is there?
Drawings, really horrible things. Did you write any stuff in there?
No. Why would I do that? I would never do that. What are you talking about?
Okay. You know, it said, you know, Kilroy was here. That's a classic, but Kilroy didn't leave his number, so.
Okay, listen. I've had two, like, creepy guys just call me. One guy sounded like he was, like, some sort of bizarre pervert, and he's asking me personal questions. I don't know who my number got on some wall.
Well, you should really be more careful with your personal information, you know?
I would never put my number on some bathroom wall. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is disgusting. I want that taken off the wall. I don't know how it got there.
Well, that's good, because, you know, we want it off the wall as well, so I'm glad that we're on the same page here. We're just going to need you to come down here and either bring some paint, or you could write us a check for the amount it's going to take to fix the bathroom.
Write a check?
Yeah, well, no one else had a number up there, so really. There was some girl named Jenny, but her number didn't check out. It was like 867-5309. That wasn't a working number. But your number worked, so.
Why don't you clean your own bathroom? I did not write my number on some wall. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I do that?
Did you write any of the other stuff that was up there? There was some good ones there. You know, may your life be like a roll of toilet paper, long and useful. I mean, that's pretty clever. You know, I don't know if you wrote that one up there or not.
That's crazy.
You didn't write that one.
This is crazy. Yes, I've been to the restaurant, but I would never write.
There's another one that someone wrote up there. Dance like no one's watching, poop like no one's in here. Did you happen to write that in the stall?
Ew.
Oh, my
Ew.
God.
Gross.
No, huh?
No. No, I would not write that in a stall. I mean, I'm a lady, you know?
Do you know anyone who might, you know, do something like this, get your number out there, like give your number to someone, maybe like at a radio station to call you for your birthday for a prank call or anything? Would somebody do that to you?
A radio? Oh, my God.
Hey, Sarah, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster. Oh, I heard from Bill, your boyfriend.
How did you hear him? Really?
Mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny. I listen to you guys all the time. I had no idea. Oh, my God.
That first guy was pretty creepy, I got to say.
Yeah, he was pretty creepy. So my name is not on some bathroom wall.
Your name is not on the bathroom wall. Don't worry. And actually, Bill said he's going to take you out to dinner there tonight. So have a great time and happy birthday.
Okay, thanks. I'm relieved. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So the story's got a lot of legs now. Apparently the banner that the Red Sox and Ad made for the 2018 pennant championship fell off the back of the delivery truck and ends up in the McGrath Highway. And so these guys find it. And the Globe tracked them down. And it's almost like a warning before you watch the video. They did a video interview with these guys. It says, practically every stereotype of Boston sports fan is on display in this astounding Globe video accompanying the story of Louis Iacuzzi of Malden, naturally, who with his buddy found the Sox 2018 division title banner on the highway, and now they want a reward in return. And then here's the warning.
Yeah.
The following video contains alarmingly thick regional accents. Viewer discretion is advised. So here's the interview.
Now, we have our coffee run. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville, and I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street. And he's like, Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
Boston.
First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster.
Yep.
We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them, and it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Right.
We need to negotiate here. We want. Yeah. We're looking for, like, you know.
We're working too.
Yeah.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one band.
So that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say
we have the right one.
That's not the right. That's not the original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing.
Almost.
We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have. You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to all the sources.
Yeah, they got connections. Oh. They know a guy.
We're big supporters of the Red Sox,
and we want to see them win. And we want this banner to go back on Lansdowne Street or wherever it belongs.
Wherever it came from.
Wherever it did. Those banners do not hang on the Green Monsters. Those hang outside of Fenway.
Well, he said it right there at the end. It seems like he knew where they went.
Yeah, I think he knows a little bit. Also, that they only made one. How would you know if you pick this thing up on the side of the road?
They told us they only made one.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
Yeah.
The Red Sox did not negotiate with...
They did not negotiate. No,
those
did not.
They sound like they're out of, like, Gone Baby Gone or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a... It's a mashup between Gone Baby Gone and Meets the Three Stooges.
Oh, you know, my God.
Anyway, so...
They got it back, right? And they didn't get any tickets.
They did not get tickets.
No. So, I mean... I just want to point out to everybody listening, that's not doing the right thing.
No.
Well, thank you very much.
What the f*** is that?
The
I know.
Lauren Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Radio Program. We got Robin from Sharon's online. Hey, Robin, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you?
I mean, does anybody find it a little strange with this story that, like, that you would see a paper bag rolling in the middle of the road and you would pull over and risk your life to go and get it? I mean, how do you know it's not somebody's, like, McDonald's trash?
Exactly.
Like, what? I don't get it.
I get it. I don't think it happened.
Okay. Talking about the guys who found the banner. Yeah. It's a little strange. Okay. There were a lot of strange things in their story. Like, they found it, but then, they told us they only made one.
Told you this. Okay. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Robin. Have a great day today. Okay, everybody ready for Men for Maine this morning? Saw this amazing story out of Florida. This guy's been doing gardening in his yard in the nude in Florida. And the neighbors,
it's hot in Florida.
It is very hot. And the neighbors started complaining and they called the cops. And for some reason or another, where this guy lives, there's no law against this. So we thought, well, perhaps this might qualify the Men from Maine for today. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb walks over to the fence in his backyard, looks over the fence and sees his next-door neighbor, Anita Mantaboink, gardening in the nude when we hear...
How you doing, Anita?
Oh, good morning, Lamb.
Say, how come you're gardening Bollocky Bear Oz?
Well, I'm having a problem getting my tomatoes to turn red.
Oh.
So I thought if I came out here naked, I'd embarrass them and they'd get good and red.
Well, how's it going?
Well, it's done nothing for the tomatoes, but take a look at these cucumbers. They're enormous.
Oh, my God.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it is time to solve our sports problems this morning. And the man who can do the job is, of course, legendary sports columnist Bob Ryan, who's standing by to talk to us right now. And first of all, good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, okay. My husband agreed with all 15 things.
15?
Yes.
Yep,
wow,
15.
I'll tell you, I would have taken any plurality. Great, sounds awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, Bob, let's start off with the elephant on the mound, or maybe the lack of the elephant on the mound. What's the deal with Price in New York now? What's going to happen?
Okay, number one, it fits the narrative that he didn't beat them and that he gave up three home runs. But yeah. I will say that it wasn't as bad as it looked, because it is absolutely true that the two home runs by Luke Voit would not have been a home run anywhere else in baseball, including Fenway Park. They were little cheap shots down the right field line, in Yankee Stadium. It's the shortest distance at that point in a ballpark.
Yep.
And anywhere in baseball, okay. But did he pitch well? No, he didn't pitch well. And it was discouraging. I'm not giving up on him that he can't go down there and pitch a good game in October there. But it would have been nice. It would have made everybody feel much better. Instead, it just continued the worries about him in New York, and so be it. Okay. they may have to work around that.
Well, say, look, Bob, I was going to ask you. Come October, and we have to have a series with New York.
Yeah.
Is Alec Cora going to pitch around Price in New York?
He won't tell us that, obviously, and he is reiterating that he will definitely start Game 2, and Game 2 will be in Boston. So we'll worry, and then I think he'll probably worry about the rest of it. Cross that bridge when he gets to it.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Bob, can we talk about some football? Because we have this guy, as LBF likes to call him, Josh Groban, but it's actually Josh Gordon.
Yes, okay. A big story. This is a low-risk, a high reward scenario for the Patriots, because they gave up very little, a fifth round pick, to get a guy who I urge you. I haven't seen the Herald yet, and I'm sure there's equally good stuff in terms of telling how good he is. But there's great stuff in the Globe. I urge people to read it about what they're getting, who exactly he is, what his talent level is. It's extraordinarily high. They have nobody like him. They haven't had anybody like him since Randy Moss. And in terms of his package, he's 6'3". He's strong. He can go up and get him. He can run over you. He can run around you. He can get cuts, passes 50 yards downfield. You can bomb the ball 5 yards, and he can make it into an 80-yard gain. He can do all the stuff. Here's the problem. He's unreliable.
Yeah.
Now, we know he has a drug problem. He's been in rehab constantly. We know he's just not reliable. He has missed 60 of the last 80 games he was eligible to do, not because of injury, but because of suspension and or rehab. Wow. That's who he is, if people don't know. I would like to think, in a better world, in the best of all worlds, in a Myra Kraft world, God rest her soul, that they would not just be bringing him in to exploit him, but would be also be bringing him in to try to help him. Mm. Now, I know other people have tried the same thing, and the fact that he's available to us is because the Browns gave up on him after years and years of frustration trying to help him with his problems. But Bill Belichick has taken in problem people before, and some have worked and some haven't.
You got a history, Bob. You got the Corey Dillons, the Garrett Blunts, the Randy
Mosses. Albert Haynesworth, who didn't work out. So this is the latest in a long line, but the guy has serious personal problems, serious life issues that have not been met, addressed. Well, they've been addressed, but they haven't been cured. So that's what it is. He is outstanding player. He's a great player, but boy, it's risky. But this shows you how desperate they are for a wide receiver.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Desperation.
Boy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and speaking of desperation, what was the big deal against Jacksonville last weekend? Was it because their offense was so good, or our defense was so bad?
Their defense is very good. First of all, their defense is very good. But the disturbing thing, I didn't really expect to win that game based on the fact that Jacksonville is the best team on their schedule on the road. It's their best road game of the year. They do not have a tougher road game on paper left them this whole season than that game. Good to get it out of the way. Okay, but I thought they'd look better than that. They did not look good at all. And, of course, they underscored the wide receiver problem. But the defense was the big worry. They gave up chunks of yardage in the middle of the field. They've got to address that. The linebacking was terrible. The defensive backfield, which should be a strength of this team, was terrible. They were uniformly bad on defense. It was a very bad show, and they've got to cure that. Fortunately, the schedule is more favorable now, and they'll probably will wind up 3-1 without Edelman, which is what you would have hoped for.
Yep.
So,
but now, what do you think? Poor Matt Patricia in Detroit.
Oh boy,
this weekend.
It's not starting off well at all.
No.
This is reportedly the team doesn't like him. This is what we hear. I mean, his style hasn't gotten along well with them. Of course, the fans, they're used to it. I mean, consider now, if you're at Detroit, the last time they won in football was 1957, and they've won one playoff game in the last 40 years. And,
wow.
And you know, they're used to, very futile. It's very futile enterprise out there, but he's not working out too well. This is a team that now have a good quarterback. Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback. But if the Patriots don't win this game, then we'll have a very, very
then
good
we got
conversation
a problem.
Next week.
Then we got a big problem.
Got to win this game. But
okay.
but overall, just to this go back up a little bit, Jacksonville is for real, okay? They're for real.
Yeah.
So
yep.
The Patriots got a formidable foe in the conference with Jacksonville.
Okay, so prediction for the final on Sunday night's game?
I'd say roughly, how about 31-13 Patriots.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, sounds good. And do you have any shameless plugs for us today?
Bob Ryan, the Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow morning with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica will be put up late tomorrow morning, and then we'll be on Around the Horn on Tuesday next week at ESPN at 5 p.m.
Okay, excellent. Sounds good. Okay. Hey,
thanks,
have a good
one.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care.
There's their Mr. Everything report this morning coming up next here on the Lauren White Morning Show. We got your Dirty Laundry update. And are we going to do anything about Marcia Brady's dark side?
No.
Are you sure?
We are going to talk about Chevy Chase's dark side, too.
Ooh. Okay. Hang on. That's coming up. Everybody, let's do this thing. Here we go.
Okay, we've got America's Got Talent, the winner. Who's going to perform at the Super Bowl? A quick review of the hottest ticket in town. But first, Chevy Chase is in a bad mood, and he wants people to know it. He's 74 years old. He lives in upstate New York, and he was interviewed by somebody, and it was a pretty interesting interview because it was he's definitely honest in this interview. It's in the Washington Post. Now, Chevy Chase has a reputation for being a very funny person on camera, but being an awful person off camera.
In person, yeah.
And, Terry Sweeney, who was a former cast member, said he was a monster. Will Ferrell has said he was the worst host, and that was in 1997. And he's been banned by Saturday Night Live.
They won't let him back on the show anymore.
Yeah. But I feel a little bad for him. You read this, not bad for him, but like I can understand why he's such a curmudgeon. He's had a tough life. All right, this is what he talks about. He always, when even though he was famous, he was in Foul Play and did Fletch and all that stuff. He did want to go back to SNL, and this is what he had to say.
I was shocked by how much I wanted to be back, and I never asked if I could come back. And you know, by then I had become a big deal, and so I was at the level of hosts as Saturday Night Live, but I missed it terribly.
Okay, so Dan Aykroyd, who was on the show with him, says that he is one of the sweetest, largest-hearted people, most magnanimous people I know. The writer said, Chase can be arrogant, unpredictable, and mean. He is a masterful put-down artist. He can be blunt or tone-deaf, depending on what he fesses up to, and doesn't always seem to understand the fine line between comic provocation and publicity disaster. But
yep.
Chase can also be hilarious, sensitive, surprisingly supportive. Sometimes he's all of these things at once. One of the things I found out in this article is that Chevy Chase was physically abused by his mother. She would wake him up in the middle of the night and just slap him across the face repeatedly for no reason at all. One time she locked him in the basement for days, gave him only a pitcher to use for the bathroom because he'd done something wrong at school. He doesn't want to talk about it, but his wife says, Chevy's an abused kid, and that's it's really sort of informed the rest of his life.
Wow.
And so he's, some people are jerks. Some people are jerks.
Okay, I'll cut him some slack.
But
Noah.
But if you dig deep, most people want to be kind and nice.
Yeah.
They don't want to be jerks, but something motivates him to be a jerk. He's insecure. His mother didn't love him.
There you go. Okay.
All boils down to that, right? Okay, hey, Super Bowl. Maroon 5. I know. Let's get on to more exciting things. Guess who won season 13 of America's Got Talent? Acton's own Shin Lim. He's 26 years old. He's an illusionist, and he's the winner.
He's great, too.
I know.
He's
isn't that
really
exciting?
Fabulous.
I'm really thrilled for him. So that's good news. And the other good news is that Hamilton is in town at the Boston Opera House. And you can go to BroadwayBoston.com.
And you saw it last night.
Ryan Bell and I saw it last night. It lives up to the hype. It's a must-see Broadway show.
Two thumbs up. Actually, all ten fingers up.
It changes your expectation of a theatrical experience. I've been to a lot of musicals in my life, but I've never been so transfixed by something for so long. I was riveted, and I didn't stop smiling or looking at that stage for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing. And there's a lottery, so you can win. You can enter to win $10 tickets like 2 days in advance. So.
Best show you've ever seen?
Yeah, I think it was.
Hands down?
Hands down.
No kidding.
Yep.
Pretty good.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the game for the cash. $1,000 in cash is up for grabs right now from Century Bank. Are you excited about this?
I am.
Are you feeling good about this?
I am.
Okay, we need to meet our contestant this morning because this is pretty important stuff because we understand that Matt Skillen is his name. He's from Dorchester. And Matt is a construction designer. He's in the construction design business. And Matt, I understand your specialty is plumbing design. Is that true?
That is true, yes.
Okay.
Really? Like bathrooms or like kitchens?
You do like the pipes?
We do all the residential buildings going on in the city. That's mostly us, and we're doing that.
Wow.
Like that giant tower in Downtown Crossing?
We don't have that one, but yeah, we're doing stuff like that.
You design the plumbing? You know what? You have a very important job.
That is an extremely important job.
Wow. Did you play a lot of Mario when you were a kid?
I did. I'm a big video game guy.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now here's the deal. Here's what's going to be happening. Matt, over the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to give you 10 questions. Your job, of course, is to answer all those correctly. Pass at any time. You have time left at the end. We come back. We'll pick up the ones you passed on. You've still got time. You can answer them. You get them all right. We give you $1,000 in Century Bank.
It's simple,
pretty much
really.
Sums it up. Okay. Yep. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Listen carefully. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
Who is Bert the Muppet's roommate?
Ernie.
When does the United States celebrate Independence Day?
July 4th.
What band will play the halftime show next year at the Super Bowl?
Maroon 5.
Who is on the $10 bill?
Hamilton.
Spell harass.
Repeat that?
Spell harass.
Pass.
The attack on Pearl Harbor occurred in what month?
December.
What boxing champion says he floats like a butterfly?
Muhammad Ali.
Wile E. Coyote is always chasing what?
Roadrunner.
Who wrote Alice in Wonderland?
Pass.
Spell harass.
H-A-R-A-S-S.
Who wrote Alice in Wonderland?
Lewis Carroll.
Yes! Oh! Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! We did!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner! We have a winner! Unbelievable! Okay, congratulations. Man, you picked it up just in the nick of time.
Finally!
With Lewis Carroll. Wow,
that was fantastic.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Calm down.
Now, don't flush this down the toilet.
Okay. Okay, I would call that a 3-toilet flush win.
That was amazing.
That was a fantastic job. You got $1,000 in cash from our friends at Century Bank. This is Matt Skillen, who is from Dorchester, and he's in plumbing design.
That's great. Wow. I'm so happy for you. You should go buy Hamilton tickets.
Yeah, you can afford them. Okay. Listen, Matt, I want you to hold the line. We'll get you all squared away with your cash. Okay, this is really, really,
what a
really
day.
Great. Okay,
I'm so happy.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
Hey, oh, congrats.
Thanks for playing the game. Stand by. We'll be right with you. And coming up next, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hey, this is a pretty big deal. Yesterday, we were talking about kids and what they don't want to do in school anymore.
Yep.
One of the things they don't want to do is they do not want to stand up in front of the class and deliver, you know, anything. Like, you know, what did you do on summer vacation or something like that. And they say because
it stresses them out. They have anxiety.
It makes them crazy.
Yeah. I get
because
it.
Because they have anxiety over it. And we're saying, well, that's part of life.
Being anxious.
It's a life lesson.
Might as well get the Xanax now.
It's a life lesson.
Or get a marijuana.
Okay. So we got a mom who wants to tell you about her daughter and standing up in front of the class and the life lesson. Hang on. We'll be right with you on that. In the meantime... Okay, everybody, so it's real life story time here on the Lorna Wiley Morning Show. So we're talking about this nationwide movement that's been started now by teens, because all over the country they're joining a movement to protest against having to stand up in front of their class and give a presentation, an oral presentation, because they say it makes them feel nervous. Okay, and they don't want to be nervous, anxious. Anxious is a real
people who have anxiety, you know, legit, and sometimes the class presentation is very difficult. Now, there's a big difference between being nervous and actually being diagnosed with anxiety.
Oh, that's a completely
different.
So, we're all anxious at all time, and being anxious is an emotion born by fear. Fear is not knowing the outcome of the future, and that's just life. None of us know the outcome of the future.
Yeah, but that's hard to live with.
The problem is you have to live with it, because we don't know.
But do you have to get up in front of your class and talk about it?
Isn't that where you should be kind of learning the skill?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to practice.
Ease the anxiety.
You practice for life.
That it's very important to at least try it once. And if you really get the flop sweats and you need to lie down and all that other stuff, maybe the public speaking
maybe
isn't
it's not for you. Yes.
But once at least it would be okay. And it is hard. I just want to acknowledge that it is very hard to get up in front of your peers in, say, high school, where people aren't necessarily the most generous audience.
Yes, I understand.
Can be very nerve-wracking too.
Yeah, I mean, you could become, the laughing stock of Snapchat.
Yes, exactly.
That's very true. But, at the same time, it's like making yourself immune. It's building up an immunity,
right.
Because you got to try it, and then the more you do it, the better you get at it. Okay?
I'm talking to you. I've built up an immunity.
Exactly. Precisely.
Might be time for a booster.
Okay, yeah. So you just got some things in life you just have to do and get on with life. Okay, now we got Mom standing by on the line. Okay, now, real life story. So what happened here, Mom?
When my daughter was in the second grade, we went on a trip, and I pulled her from school.
Yeah.
And her homework was to write a journal, to keep a journal of the vacation, then come back and then speak to the class and tell them what happened on vacation.
Yeah.
So the first day back, she didn't want to do it. So the teacher didn't push her, but she called me and she said, "Do you mind if I try again tomorrow?" So I talked to my daughter and I said, "This is what's going to go on. It's not a big deal. They're all your friends." She was great the next day. She told all her friends about the great vacation. Now, she's 13 years old now. She was in the car when we heard you guys.
Yeah.
And she said, "That is absolutely ridiculous." She said, "If it wasn't for Mrs. Doherty making me, or not make her, but helping her address the class with her journal, she never would have." And now she has 95% participation in class.
That's fantastic.
See, that's great.
That's fantastic.
Great. That's a good teacher, though, too. Didn't force her, but called you. And, it was a sort of collaborative effort.
Exactly. So from a kid's point of view, she said, "Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. They should." I mean, how are they going to talk when they're in their company? And how are they going to do an interview?
It's
crazy.
That's a great story, though.
From the words of a 13-year-old, I just wanted to share.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, guys.
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
And we're now going to move you directly into the educational segment of the program, because here on the show, we always like to, each day, we like to leave you with, one or two little tidbits of information that are going to enrich your life.
Yeah.
So we have two tidbits of information that are enrich your life today. First of all, we're now going to learn why we are all lazy. Well, and then we have the pharmaceutical factoid of the day today.
Okay. So I was at Hamilton last night, and I was stunned because, Alexander Hamilton really accomplished a lot before he was 25.
Yes.
And then B, Lin-Manuel Miranda, not only he's written all these musicals, In the Heights, and then he wrote everything for this incredible musical, and now he's a movie star, and he's not only younger than I am, but kind of 10 years younger, maybe even 12.
I go 13.
Thank you.
Yep.
And it just made me feel like a complete
He's incredibly loser. Energetic. Just, always working.
Always going, yep, always yep. working, and I feel like I've done nothing with my life, and I'm lazy and horrible.
Yeah.
But then I read this information that it's not so bad. I'm reacting to human nature. The thing is that most people are lazy because we're all hardwired to be that way. Because it helps our bodies save energy, and because it was a big survival advantage for ancient humans. Now I know I'm an ancient human, but not in that way.
but it's been passed down through the years,
exactly,
through our genes.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when you do get motivated to do stuff, on the occasional time that your brain works so extra hard and uses lots of energy to overcome that human nature, and then you're super tired and need to lie down and watch Real Housewives. So now okay. I get it. Okay. I'm so excited.
So
it's not my fault.
You shouldn't be hard on yourself for being lazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
So you should win a Tony any day now.
Yes.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen. Okay.
Yeah. Here's North End and find them.
Part number two, your pharmaceutical factoid of the day. The VI in Vicodin comes from the Roman numerals VI for 6. And the codon comes from codeine with the E dropped off. And they call it that because Vicodin is 6 times stronger than codeine. And now you know. And that might explain those lost weekends.
Wow. Really? Okay. That's interesting.
So
okay.
Now you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.